always enjoy on the program when we have these events on that come in, and it's the whatever annual event. And I think to myself, oh, you know, I think they've been on since the very, very beginning. You know, we launched the event with us, and the fact you come in every year, and I just love that. That's really fun. So it is even more amazing. It makes us all feel old when we say this is the sixth annual Made in the Berkshires Festival, featuring cutting-edge theatrical works performed as stage readings, live music, film, short stories, and dance in a festival atmosphere like no other. New and innovative pieces, as well as established work, will be presented by local Berkshire County playwrights, actors, directors, musicians, and performers. Featured as performance blocks, Made in the Berkshires will allow audiences to enjoy the breadth and depth of the artistic talent that has landed in Berkshire County while celebrating the best in the visual and performing arts. Professional artists and artists in the making gather to share their talent with the Berkshires community. The festival will once again be curated by Hillary Summers Daly and Barbara Sims, two local artists who have helped create the rich cultural tapestry that permeates the Berkshires.
I like that one.
Thank you. A lot of alliteration. Thank you. And we are joined by Hillary and Barbara, as well as Berkshire Theatre Group's artistic director, CEO, and our dear, dear friend, Kate McGuire.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
How are you all?
Dear, dear friend,
we're
Joe.
Well.
Great.
We're wonderful.
It's a day.
It is election day, and I cannot think of a... So we're going to take... We've been talking a lot of politics this morning. We're going to take our deviation and talk about an artistic and creative life and that will get us through whatever...
Which is only possible in this great country.
That's right.
To have the fullest creative life.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you are going to have it on display in such a beautiful way through this festival. This takes place from the 11th through the 13th. And so this coming weekend from Veterans Day.
Is the entire weekend,
the weekend.
From Friday evening to Sunday evening.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
All right. So let us begin, Hillary, with you on how this whole thing got started.
Let's begin with Hillary. Hillary in so many ways. Hillary.
Well, let's see. 6.5, 7 years ago, I had been involved with the Berkshire Theatre Festival for a long time as a board member. And been a big supporter of Kate's, and Kate turned to me, called me into her office and said, I have a surprise to tell you about. And I said, really? What's that? And she said, we, the Berkshire Theatre Festival, are going to merge with the Colonial Theatre. And I said, really? That's incredible. And Kate said, yes, we're going to have a lot of stages and a lot of programming needs, and I would love to see if you could help me plan something as an outreach to the community. And I responded with, I will do it, Kate. I would love to do it if I could have a great partner do it with me. And I had just come from Simon's Rock. I was in a play called Tartuffe at Simon's Rock, and I was directed by Barbara Sims, and I was so impressed with her. Organized. She has all the skills I don't have. She's organized, tough, and all of these things. I said, if Barbara can be my partner, we'll do it. So at the time, we had no idea what we were doing. We just answered the call to there's going to be lots of room for some community programming. And so 6 years ago, we brainstormed. We wanted to do something different than something I'd produced before called 10 Minutes in the Berkshires, which were 10-minute plays.
Right.
So we thought, let's just open the floodgates to all of the talent in the Berkshires and do dance and film and short story and performance art and visual and anything you could think of that has to do with creating in the Berkshires. So our first year, we were a little bit of a hot mess in that we were 2 weekends long.
We were a lot of a hot mess.
We didn't really know what we were doing with all of these acts. And some people actually came to me and said, could you go easier on your audience and just make it 1 weekend? Because we're exhausted. So anyway, that was 6 years ago, and it's just grown and grown and grown.
Now, for you, Kate, the original charge to Hillary and Barbara, what did you have in mind? Was this exactly what you had in mind?
It really was. It was these stages, these theaters that are supported so frequently and so often by this community And I know that there are some great artists, and there are young people growing up. There are other people that have retired here. There are folks that have lived in the Berkshires their entire lives that have creative bents. And they deserve to be on our stages and to come together for a full creative discussion. And so that's what the weekend, the Made in the Berkshires Festival, was always meant to be. And they've responded beautifully and curated over the years in great force and really shown off so much that happens in the Berkshires and so much of our talent.
You're a bit of a curator of the talent, right? I mean, you have an idea of what is out there and what is available.
Well, I've lived in the Berkshires for a long time.
Yeah.
And certainly my three children who grew up in the Berkshires were exposed to the arts in the schools. There's an incredible, you know, gift of nature and of the arts when you live in the Berkshires. And so to be able to find space for all these folks felt really important to me. Felt like they deserved to stand on that colonial stage and look out like so many wonderful actors that come in for the summertime and go,
right,
oh my gosh, look at this gorgeous space. And it felt important to me that the folks that live here and do so much for all of us had a chance to feel that space as well.
So Barbara Sims, tell us a little bit about what that experience is like for you and the challenges of keeping it up for 6 years.
It's been amazing. And it just gets more amazing every year. This year we have almost 200 artists participating in over 25 blocks over the entire weekend. Hillary and I start taking submissions in March, and then we do nothing but read and go see things and talk to people and watch their films and watch their DVDs, read their plays, read their short stories. We do a lot of culling. Sometimes it's hard to make a decision because it is only one weekend, and
right,
we do get quite a few submissions. But what's been, it's been absolutely rewarding. It's a huge celebration. It's so gratifying to stand backstage and see directors meeting actors they didn't know before, dancers meeting choreographers they didn't know before, people exchanging business cards and email addresses and saying, get in touch with me, I have a reading taking place, or I loved, you know, your choreography, let's get together and talk about putting it on film. This has happened over the 6 years, and that's sort of, it's the gravy and the frosting on everything we set out to do, because it was sort of an unexpected
gravy and
surprise.
Frosting.
Gravy and frosting, Joe.
Wow,
good,
huh? Man.
That's good.
We deserve
that's
that.
I like
nice
that.
Do you like that?
I like
visual.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
Not allowed to eat
it's like
either
cake
of those.
And eat it too.
And eat it too.
And have the turkey.
And then have the turkey
and then
with
have
the gravy.
The turkey. Yes. And speaking of all good things to eat, we have so many wonderful foodies in the Berkshires. You know, people that make cheese and wine and
chocolate,
and they will all be represented Friday night at our wonderful reception after our 8 o'clock show. There's going to be a dance party and wonderful Berkshire eats.
Taste of the Berkshires,
taste
we call it.
Taste of the Berkshires. It's fabulous.
And that'll be held right in the Colonial Theater.
Right after, yeah. The performance is an hour long this year. It starts at 8 o'clock. It ends right at 9, and we're going to party and eat and meet each other and greet each other and
have a big dance party and
do a lot of celebrating
up on the stage.
And Friday night begins with our honoring our very own Karen Allen.
Yes.
Oh, that's
so
great.
At 5 o'clock we have a reception, then move into a dinner, and then on to the show and dancing. And Friday specifically in celebration of the wonderful Karen Allen, who's lived in the Berkshires for a long time and is so much a part of the fiber.
Fiber arts.
You know, she's been a director and an actress with Berkshire Theater Festival for a long time. Her first performance on stage in the Berkshires was at Berkshire Theater Festival in a William Gibson piece called Two for the Seesaw many moons ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is still performing and directing with us.
So that is Friday night, and then bring us through the weekend if you can.
Saturday, we have a wonderful free event. So I mean, you know, everybody in the community, come out for our our artist panel. This year, Carrie Wright and Rebecca Weinman have helped us find so many wonderful visual artists who live and work in the Berkshires. Everything from photography, oil, watercolor. Tattoo artists.
Needlepoint artists.
Needlepoint.
But in a new...
Some of the artists people may know, some of them are just emerging, and we have an artist panel at noon at the Colonial where the artists will be there to answer questions, and Elm Street Cafe, wonderful Elm Street, is providing nibbles for that event, and it's free. So we hope everyone will come out and have a discussion about art and making art literally in this area. Then at 3:30 we move to the Unicorn Theater, which is a fabulous, intimate, wonderful space.
I love that spot.
Yes, it's just the best. And tickets are selling fast, so we hope people will get their seats soon. It is short story and short plays this year, and we have wonderful Shelen Lubin, who's going to read some of her original poetry. We have Constance Bullard, who's doing a wonderful short story for us. Rocco Sisto, Obie Award-winning actor, has come in and is working with a play called Intensive Care. And let's see, what else?
Well, Message to Billy will be a part of that block, which is going to be directed by Andrew Jaffe. And then Kate and Bill, which is after the intermission, is another short play that you're directing.
Absolutely.
I'm directing Intensive Care.
Written
you're directing Kate and
Larry
Bill.
Larry Zingali. So that's going to be a great afternoon. Then we move back to the Colonial that evening for our dance extravaganza. This year we have Albany Berkshire Ballet, which is fabulous. They're going to do, and I can't wait, the Dying Swan solo and Nocturne from Albany Berkshire Ballet. Berkshire Pulse, God love Bettina Montano, who comes to us every year with such exciting, exciting work. And her actors are always special. We have Berkshire Dance Theater, Funkbox Studio, so that's Saturday night. Don't miss the dance extravaganza. And then I'll let Hillary talk a little bit about our amazing film fest on Sunday.
I just wanted to add one thing that will be fun in our big dance extravaganza, that Lisa Avery, who's a local choreographer, is going to do a tribute to both Prince and David Bowie. So that's going to be definitely with projections by Joe Wheaton. Yeah, so that's going to be one of our fun highlights. So the next day, on Sunday, November 13th, we have our little film fest in the Colonial.
Although it's a big film fest this year.
Well, it is. And I think part of it may be that, you know, because we're honoring Karen Allen, who's this wonderful stage and film actress, the submissions were just terrific. Some Sundance quality films here. So we're starting at noon. Our first film block is going to have a short 35-minute movie called Touch the Air, which is based on the poetry of America's 19th poet laureate, William J. Smith, and then a short film called The Grazers by Sarah Teal and Lisa Jackson, which tells the story about this cooperative meat farmers in the Adirondacks. The filmmakers Sarah Teal and Lisa Jackson followed this small group of farmers for over 2 years because they all decided to get together and see if, as a cooperative, they could actually make a dent and sell their products. And it shows the trials and tribulations of trying to fight the food system in this country. So it'd be very relevant to a lot of the farm-to-table Berkshire County people that we all know. And I saw the film. It's wonderful. So at 2 o'clock, we have another great film, which is a narrative feature. So it's different from all of our other films in that it's not a documentary. It's a film called Bob and the Trees. It's an hour and a half film by Diego Ongaro, who lives in Sandusfield. He was born in Paris, and he moved to the Berkshires a few years ago. And he got to know this guy named Bob. And Bob was this charismatic, local charmer logger who'd been logging in the Berkshires for 30 years. And so he decided to make a film about him. And no one in the film except Bob's wife is a professional actress. He used all locals. And it's essentially the story of how this logger, who has so much going for him, makes a bad investment and how his life starts to crumble. And it was totally shot in the Berkshires and in Sandusfield. And it was the Sundance pick in 2015 as one of the highlights of Sundance. So, and many other prizes. Then our last film block is 4 to 6, and we're going to have a lot of little shorts. Ben Hillman's Utopia, which is a bit of cosmic nonsense set to box sheep may safely graze. Goodbye, Alan, a 12-minute film with some local John Whalen and Richard Dresser and Treat Williams and Joe Kakachi made this delightful little short film. We have a slightly longer film called The Paper Trail, which is a fascinating film where Jonathan Bee and Kelly Carty interviewed all of these authors that are in the Litchfield Hills literary belt, such as Susan Orlean and Simon Winchester and Peter Richmond. And they're going to talk about where is writing going today and how, you know, what is the future of books for writers and readers. Then a quick film called Something's Fishy by Larry Burke, who's been at Simon's Rock and a great filmmaker and just a fun little piece. Another short one by an emerging young artist, Jackson Teeley, called What We Were. And then we're finishing with The Gnomist, which is a 20-minute film that Cynthia Wade, who won an Oscar or two, has produced and is sort of our famous Berkshire County filmmaker, along with Sharon Liesel. And it's a beautiful, magical film. It's a documentary about building fairy houses in the suburban town that created this magical, magical thing and what happens when the town turns around and says, you can't build fairy houses in our forest. So all I can say is fabulous films. At the end of the films, there'll be Q&A. A lot of the filmmakers are coming. And then Hotel on North has offered to have a big wrap party for the festival, a meet the filmmakers, wine and cheese. And they've been so generous to us. Main Street Catering is an events part of the Red Lion family is doing this with them. And we're just going to have a ball. It's eating, drinking, seeing great art, seeing great films, and having a wonderful time.
And
so hope you come.
And building fairy houses
and having them taken down.
Have fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's next
year's project.
So what is your participation in all this? You just give them the keys?
I give them the keys, and I tell them to lock up when they're done. And I enjoy the weekend. You know, if someone really wants a sense, if you think about, you know, reading your New Yorker magazine and the New Yorker Festival is described, that's what this is in the Berkshires.
And it's you don't have to go very far. They're between the
spots. Oh, no. I drive up and down Route 7 frequently.
I know you do this a lot.
And it's really, well, it's not 10 minutes, but it's only 20 minutes back and forth.
Right. Yeah.
And the other, you know, part of this is
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
But you're
10 minutes?
Your best time between the two in an emergency?
Oh, I think it was 8 minutes.
Okay, there you go. All right.
I think it was 8 minutes.
That's when you got the ticket.
And definitely 20. No, that's when I said, I run the Colonial, and I was looked at like, oh, you're that crazy woman. Okay, we'll just escort you there. That will be less time.
Yes, that's good.
But we won't go into that.
Okay.
And we do love the police in this county.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much,
Amen.
Officers. So the other piece of this is if you just, you know, stop in for one block and then go grab a coffee or a glass of wine. If you don't have time for the whole festival, stop in and just get a little taste of something and then travel on. But, you know, immersing yourself in the entire weekend is really
fun. Absolutely.
It was really fun.
I have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I want to just take some of that time. We'll do a recap here in just a moment. But obviously, you're looking forward also. You have to have an eye forward to the summer. So how is that going, and what are you up to, and what's happening?
I am busy pulling lists from the past, because there's a long list, you know, that I'd like to accomplish before I pass on, so to speak. And so I pull up these lists, and I think, is it the right time? One of the past season was an extraordinary season for us. The audiences seem to be enjoying Judd Hirsch and the Stone Witch, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Constellations with gorgeous Kate Baldwin and her husband Graham Rowat, and Little Shop of Horrors was
amazing
and fun.
Yes.
Fiorello was this sort of sleeper that I remember saying to our marketing department, Madeline and Becky, I'm going to do Fiorello next summer. And they were like, Fiorello? Fiorello hasn't been done in 100 years.
Yeah.
Fiorello, the musical about Fiorello LaGuardia, was at the Unicorn with our young company. We usually hand over the Unicorn to a young company each summer. And it sold out really quickly before the show opened. And then we moved it to the 13th Street Theater, also known as Classic Stage, in New York City, again, to a sold-out run. Fabulous reviews. Mostly incredible, I have to say, because these 20-something-year-olds all began their careers in New York. Mm-hmm. And so the theater, which has this incredible history of training emerging artists, really stepped up to its mission with this production of Fiorello. And it landed, in part because it was about a great politician who really did take care of the people. And so, and it was also so hopeful. So I think in a time when we were all looking for a little hope in our political world, Fiorello really responded. So what's the next?
Yeah, how do you top that?
I have no idea, but that's what I'm thinking
You know,
about.
That was a beautiful, beautiful production. I loved seeing that. And just seeing the joy in those kids.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't it great?
It was so much fun. It was so infectious.
Yes.
And amazing. The story I tell is that when I graduated from high school, my parents got me tickets to see Fiorello in Philadelphia. We lived in Philadelphia. Oh. And Fiorello was playing, and Tom Bosley, who was in the original, was in this. And I had my tickets for that night, and I got the chicken pox. On the night I graduated from high school, I got chicken pox. And I couldn't go. My parents went to go see it instead, and they came back and said, oh, it's the greatest thing in the world. And then, of course, it closed, and I never got to see it. So I finally got to see Fiorello when I went.
It's wonderful music, isn't
Oh,
it?
My God. So what
great.
A show.
So great.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm really thinking about, and I'm really listening to WAMC all the time, because I'm thinking, where are we going to be? Where is the mindset of where we're going to be as a culture?
We'll know more tonight, right?
Oh, yes, we will.
We will.
Yes. We may be doing No Exit on every stage all summer. Let's not go there, folks. Get out and vote. Get out and vote.
But how serious?
I'm really serious
about
this.
But I mean, meaning that you're sort of waiting to see what happens.
Meaning that I'm going over all my lists, and then in January, I hunker down. And I really do think about, I'm watching the news as much as I'm reading plays and thinking about, where are we as a culture and what are we aching for?
What do we
and
need?
And sometimes I get it right, and sometimes, and I really know when I don't get it right. But fortunately, we have a lot of stages and a really diverse audience base. And so part of the name of the game is to make sure that there's, you know, it's Barnum time, P.T. Barnum. There's a little something for everyone.
Which is certainly the case for the 6th annual Made in the Berkshires, which will take place at the Colonial Theater, the Unicorn Theater, and the Garage Friday, November 11th through Sunday, November 13th. To learn more, you can visit madeintheberkshires.org, madeintheberkshires.org. Hillary, Barbara, Kate, a delight to see all of you. I thank you very, very much for being with us. Have a beautiful, gorgeous weekend.
Thank you, Joe.
Always a delight to have you on the
program. So fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.